I might know why you're broke. And maybe you're not broke. Maybe you're just not making the money that you want or making the money that you feel you deserve. And it might, I'm not saying for sure, but it might come down to your understanding of these two words. These two words I'm going to hit you with today could make all the difference in your financial life.
The Creator Podcast.
My name is Deion Williams, a.k.a. Deion Does, and I truly believe that we were all created in the image of the ultimate creator, and therefore it's in us all to create. And this show aims to help you and I both level up in this four-dimensional game of life so that we can go out and create for good, whether that's for ourselves, our family, the community around us, but all of this a part of a generational vision of a family of creators coming together to be the difference. My bad, creator fam. I had to clear my throat. Creator fam, how you guys doing, man? Hope you guys are blessed. Hope you guys are having a good day. Dang it, I hear my air. I can hear it through my headphones, man. It throws me off, so I'm gonna turn that off. If you can notice it, I apologize. Yeah, no one's ever hit me up to let me know if y'all actually hear the air like I hear the air. Maybe it's not a big deal, but just in case, I'm going to turn it off. So, it's been a while. I like to jump between the four different dimensions: faith, relationships, energy, economics. Faith will probably be the one we touch the least, just because I'm not really into, I'm more so trying to sell you on the importance of your faith, but I'm not trying to sell you on that. And I'm not trying to necessarily rotate them evenly. Just when I notice we haven't been towards one in a while, we might dip in over there. If I notice, hey, we ain't talked about no money in a while, we're going to dip up in there. If it's been a while since we hit relationships, bow, we circling back. Same with energy, which is your health and your fitness. And so I feel like it's been a while since we talked about the money. Now, again, this isn't the goal of this podcast. Isn't just a financial podcast or a business entrepreneurial podcast, but I believe in those things, and I think those things will allow you to live a four-dimensional life, which is the goal of this podcast. So we can't talk about four-dimensional living without ever talking about your pockets and your money. And so I hear that bothers me, that air. Hold on, making sure. All right, so when I turn it off on my phone, and it takes a while sometimes, but let's rock with it. So, the two words that could make all the difference. Now, I learned this originally from Robert Kiyosaki in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. When a lot of people, there we go, it's gone. When a lot of people reach out to me, they're like, hey, do you have any good books on, you know, like money or finances or even business? This is the book I refer them to first a lot of times, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Because for me, when I read it, it's like a whole new world opened up. I didn't have anyone that was making a lot of money around me. I grew up with broke people, grew up around broke people. All I knew was poverty. And that's kind of what the book talks about. Robert Kiyosaki talks about having a rich dad and a poor dad. Man, it's been years since I've read it. And I forget, I think the rich dad was like, I don't think it was a stepdad. It might have been like a friend's dad. I forgot. I'd have to reread it. But he basically had two male role models in his life. And I think the poor one was his actual dad. And he basically contrasts the differences in how they think about money and how that actually manifested to them having two completely different realities. And so the book is basically just seeing the principles between the two. And one of the things that he talks about in there is assets and liabilities. Those are the two words. First word, asset. Second word, liabilities. And I'm going to be very simple and like over. It's not a complicated process, but if you want extra credit and you want to dig deeper, that is a great book for you to read. And I'm sure over the course of this podcast, we'll touch on a few different principles from there, but that you should read it. Even with hearing this podcast, that's something you should have in your library and even go through time to time. So assets, this is how we're going to define this very, very simply. This is something that brings money into your pockets, okay? Something that's cash flowing money in, it's making you money. And liabilities is something that is taking money out of your pockets, okay? Very simple. You got in and out. Now let's jump into the principle that's going to come to us from Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, who says, the rich buy assets. The poor only have expenses. The middle class buys liability. Why I say that word wrong? Now we got to start over. You can't stumble through the principle. All right, start over. The rich buy assets. The poor only have expenses. The middle class buys liabilities they think are assets. The poor and the middle class work for money, and the rich have money work for them. Oh, that's kind of a long one, so I'm going to repeat it. The rich buy assets. The poor only have expenses. The middle class buys liabilities they think are assets, and the poor and the middle class work for money, while the rich have money work for them. Okay. It's kind of a long one, but we're going to unpack it. But it's really explaining to you the differences between assets and liabilities. And so let's talk about some examples. All right. Now, what is an example of an asset? Something that brings you money. This could be something like stocks. I'm not very familiar with those, but those are assets. I don't have any stocks. You know what I did buy? I did randomly, like years ago, I got the Acorn app. That's a cool thing. That's the gist of my stock experience, though. It like randomly takes your spare change and like rounds up and invested in stocks. But that's the gist of it. I went to a stock seminar when I was like 19 or 20 for like 3 days. Can't remember a thing from it. It was dope and I was excited back then, but I'm not a stock guy. Other examples could be real estate. All right. I'm not a real estate guy either, but that can be an example of having an asset, right? You have properties and you maybe rent them out, maybe commercial or residential, and that cash flows money into your pocket. Those are assets. Another asset could be a business. That's more of my realm, right? I love building businesses. Consider myself a serial entrepreneur, okay? And that can take a lot of different forms. You could have brick and mortar offline business. You could have a online business. That's probably my bread and butter, where I specialize. The gist of offline businesses for me would be like we have an ATM business. That's an example. All right. Spend money on an ATM. You could place that in a location every month. Well, really every day. It brings us money. Not right now. Not during the lockdown. Yeah, because, you know, the locations got shut down that the ATMs is in. So not that, but that's an example. And online businesses, right? I have different websites that I own. These websites bring me money. I have social platforms like a YouTube channel that cash flows me money. Like, all of these things are assets. They bring money into your pocket. And this is the type of things that you should spend your money on. Buying assets, okay? Now, what are some examples of some liabilities? These are what you want to be careful spending your money on, okay? Now, I'm not saying you can't own these. I'm going to get to it in a little bit, how you actually want to go about buying these. But it's really, really bad to just flat out buy these, especially if you're buying them with money that you're getting from, like, a job, okay? Examples of liabilities, your cell phone, right? The cell phone you got, it don't make you money. You got to pay for it every month, and then it breaks. You got to get a new one, or the new one comes out, you got to upgrade. Example would be your clothes, okay? These are things that they don't bring money into your pocket. You got to pay for them. Other things that some people believe are assets, and this is what Robert Kiyosaki is talking about when he says the middle class buys liabilities that they actually think are assets, and that's things like your car, right? A big liability. It's nice. It's shiny. It looks cool. You get to post it on Instagram. But you got gas, you got repairs, maintenance, all that stuff, taking money out of your pocket, okay? Again, you have a house or a home. You're buying a house. A lot of people think that is an asset. But in most cases, it's a liability. Now, you could be renting it out, and like I said, cash flowing money in. In that case, it would be an asset. But for most people that's just buying it, trying to own it, it's liabilities, okay? And then eventually you pay it off. Hopefully, which is good. It's still a liability, though, okay? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to own a home. I just want you to be clear on what it is. You still have insurance. You have maintenance, all these things. Still bringing money out. So it's still a liability. And some people get mad about that. And you could be banking on appreciation, which could be a gamble. And it can get real deep. People like to argue this. But for most people, in most cases, it's a liability. And again, that hurts people's feelings, but it's okay. It's a liability. Now, it doesn't mean you don't ever, ever buy liabilities. I have quite a few of them, okay? But here's the rule. First, you want to, especially if you're in a situation where you have like a job, you want to spend all of your extra money, or at least as much of it as you can, on buying and owning assets. And then investing in those assets and building those assets. And as those assets make money, you want to reinvest that money into those assets and allow them to grow and get bigger. And then once you have assets paying you, you buy the liabilities with the assets, not with the money that you're getting from your job or something. Okay? And so the principle, let's run it back one more time, and then we're going to get into how you can actually put some feet to it and put this in action. The rich buy assets. Again, this is from Mr. Robert Kiyosaki. Go grab the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. The rich buy assets. The poor only have expenses. The middle class buys liabilities they think are assets. The poor and the middle class work for money, and the rich have money work for them. All right, let's put some feet to it. We don't just want to stand there and be fired up by this principle. We want to put it into action. And you could be broke as a joke, like I was when I first learned this. There's never been a better time in history, though, to actually try to move on this principle. You know, you technically could have an asset in, let's say, something like a YouTube channel, right? That's why I like to teach a lot of people to build YouTube channels, Twitch channels, Facebook, Instagram, and leverage these things to actually make money from them, right? These things that other people get lost and distracted on, and it sucks up all their time and energy and some of their money. You could actually be making money from it, or money from them doing that. You could be serving an audience. There's so many win-win situations, okay? But I want you to pick an asset. It's very simple. I want you to do some research, figure out what you want to get into. And there's a lot of different ways to get into different industries, even when if you have little money. Your homework is going to be that you're going to have to go out and do some of the research. I can't be your guy for stock or real estate, just anything like that. I'm just not your guy. But, for example, if you're interested in building an online business, you want to sell things online, you want to be a content creator, an influencer, anything in that realm, I'm your boy. Been doing it for a while. And I've actually given you guys my blueprint that you can see absolutely free if you go to freecreatorblueprint.com. It might be linked in the description depending on where you're listening to this. If not, again, freecreatorblueprint.com. All right, and I'll show you the seven-figure blueprint that I use to build my business. And it won't be overnight. You shouldn't expect it to be overnight, right? That's not how we move as creators. We understand that there's a process to everything. And you're going to have to start with your baby steps. You're going to crawl, you're going to walk, then you're going to run, all of that stuff. But the best time to start buying and owning assets was 10 years ago. So if you haven't started now, now's the second best time to start, all right? And don't let another 10 years or 5 years or even 1 year go by without you investing into assets. Okay, now you might not have the money right now, but what I want you to do is do your research, pick, all right, and then make a plan. Maybe like, all right, I'm gonna save this much of my check every month, and be aggressive with it. Maybe you don't go out as much. That's okay. Maybe you don't go out to the, well, you can't go out to the club now, but when life reopens, maybe you do, or you want to. Maybe you go out less. You invest. You put that money in an account, and when you have enough, you invest. You start building your website. Start getting equipment to start your content creation career. Get the money to buy courses that'll help you do things. CreatorBlueprint.com. All right. Get mentors. Get guides that can help you cut years of the learning curve off. Right. I got a lot of mentors over my journey, and it still took me a while, but it would have been a lot longer. I promise you, invest in yourself, invest in your education, but start now. Again, the best time was 10 years ago. Second best time is right now. Do not be that person spending all of their money on liabilities and complaining about where they're at. I need you guys to be forward thinking as creators. All right. That's what we do around here. It may not be the most fun in the short term, but and we need to do an episode on sacrifice. Maybe that's the next one. For those of you guys that are on the fence, we'll talk about sacrifice next time. If not, very, very soon, because that's what this is going to take. Okay. But you'll be so grateful you did when the world around you starts to change, just like I was. This was, again, none of this came natural to me. I was not born as some financial guru. I'm not even today. I'm no financial guru. And it doesn't take rocket science. It just takes a different way of thinking. And for some of you guys, this was like, you're like, what? This is crazy. No one ever really broke this down to you. And for some of you guys, this was a reminder. You're going too hard on the liabilities. Cut back. And this year might be a little bit slower than last year it was for you, but you're setting yourself up for the year after that and the year after that to be exponentially better. So love you guys. Start investing in some assets, owning those, and cut back on the liabilities. And don't, if you're really nice, don't really mess with the liabilities until you're buying them from the assets. Now, you don't got to go extreme and you're like, nope, I really want this candy bar, but I ain't even going to get it because it's a liability. Kinda, but not really. You know what I mean? Kinda. I'd be grateful with a small shift, and you just understand with some of these bigger purchases, instead of throwing them into the liabilities, boom, you're saving or immediately investing into assets. That'll change your life. I promise you. Know what else to change your life? Go to freecreatorblueprint.com. Get the blueprint that I have, and you can build from there, man. Build yourself your first asset. I'm telling you, it'll change your whole game financially. I love you guys. Hope this blessed you. Get at me if it did. Dion Does on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. I love you guys. And until next time, God first, God bless.